The following story is based on actual events. The following story is based on actual events.
Craziest dream.
About what?
I don't remember.
Hey, yeah.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Gene.
What did we do last night?
I don't know. Wait, didn't the twins have a party?
Yeah, that's it. The twins had a party.
Right. Were we there?
I'm assuming we were. What kind of boyfriends would we be if we weren't?
Do we get any messages?
Nope.
See you tomorrow, Jane.
Shibby.
How do you know Gene?
Oh, I thought he was your friend.
No, I don't know him. I'm starving.
It's pudding.
I always wondered what a fridge full of pudding would look like.
Is it possible that we got so wasted last night that we bought a lifetime supply of pudding and then totally forgot about it?
I'd say it's entirely possible.
Jesse and Chester are shibby at the moment. Please leave your shibby at the beach.
Shibby?
What happened to you guys last night?
You showed up with a bunch of people, pizzas, and a keg, and now our house is trash.
You guys are sucky boyfriends. You're always disappointing us.
And now you're probably just sitting here on the couch in your underwear,
playing stupid thumb wars,
wearing those ridiculous army helmets.
And if you are, you've probably forgotten our anniversary, which is today. That means you don't get the special treats we had in store for you.
I just wanted to call and thank you guys for trashing our house. Bye!
Twins sound pissed, dude. Good thing we already bought them gifts.
Yeah. So, where are the gifts?
They must be in your car.
Right, they're in the car. Okay, so we'll just go and take the gifts over to the twins' house, get our special treat.
Hey, what do you think they mean by special treats?
We've been going out with the twins for a year now, and we still haven't had sex. Special treats is code for sex.
Of course! Special treats!
Sex! Open up, you two suckers! You guys left work last night with 30 pizzas that didn't get delivered, and I want some answers!
Uh-oh.
Open up this damn door!
It's open!
Moron! What a smart!
Hey, Mr. Pizza Coley.
Hey, well, how you doing?
30 pizzas didn't get delivered last night. If I ever found out you was taking my pizza home for your own eating pleasure, I will crush you like a doodle bird.
Look, it's an elephant.
What?
It's just a mailman.
You two are the most irresponsible, not to mention disappointing, employees ever to work at Mr. Pizza Coley's Pronto Pizza Delivery. Why, a trained dolphin could do a better job than you.
Well, sure, but then the pizzas would get all wet.
Look, a unicorn!
A unicorn?
Sorry, I guess it was just a regular horse. Weird.
I know you've been embezzling my pizza, and I will catch you eventually. And when I do, I swear to God, you will never deliver pizzas in this town again!
Close one.
Yeah. So, we'll go to the twins' house, right? We'll give them their anniversary gifts, and then we'll apologize for trashing their house. And then, we get our special treat. Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Dude, where's my car?
Where's your car, dude?
Did I drive last night?
Yeah, I think so.
Really?
I'm not sure. Dude, where's your car?
Dude, it's not funny, dude. The car is gone.
Yeah. Dude, where's my car?
Shut up, dude!
Look. Okay, look. You're right. I know what we need to do. We need to get back into the state of mind that we were in last night. That way, we can retrace our steps.
Yeah.
Sense memory, simulated perception, altered consciousness memory retrieval.
Discovery Channel.
Nice.
Nelson?
Shitty.
Yeah.
I'm sick of walking, dude.
Me too.
Hey, it's Mrs. Krabbleman.
She'll give us a ride.
Hey, Mrs. Krabbleman. Hey. Hey. Mrs. Krabbleman.
Fucking stoners.
She must not have recognized you. Hey, it's the Binglemans.
Oh, hey.
Mr. Bingleman. Hey. Mr. Bingleman!
Maybe we should just walk.
Yeah.
Listen, Nelson, the car's gone, and we need to do this little sense memory thing so we can get back in the state of mind that we were in last night.
Deep in your consciousness, you must look. Concentrate on the knowledge inside, you must. Aha! Your eyes you must close. Then you take it to the mo. 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 Concentrating or not, dudes.
Sorry. Is your dog dead?
Not dead. Come here, Jackal. Come here, boy.
I don't think he's coming. Maybe he's deaf, dude.
Deaf he is not, dude. Come here, Jackal. Come here, Jackal.
Does he know any other tricks besides not moving?
Guy, man. All right, you want to see a trick, man? Hey, Jackal.
Yeah. Bite down, killer.
Here comes the fun. All right. Ah, good boy, Jackal. Good boy. Breathe deep. There you go.
Dude, your dog's a stoner.
Can he also bong a beer?
Nah, pretty much all he does is lie around and smoke his pipe.
Hey, Jackal, can I see your pipe?
Get out of the...
Very protective of his pipe. When other people touch it, that's not right.
Sorry, Jackal.
Yeah, see, he's sorry. Holy crap.
That's one psycho dog, dude.
Yeah. Hey, you know what we should do now?
Eat?
No. Eat.
Choice excellent, my friend. I'll get the keys.
Yeah, I'd like to place an order.
What'd you like?
Yeah, I'd like 3 orders of garlic chicken.
And then?
And then 3 orders of white rice.
And then?
And then... Oh, hey, you guys want soup?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, 3 orders of wonton soup.
And then?
Oh, some fortune cookies, too.
And then?
Gosh, I think that's about it.
And then?
No, that's it.
And then?
No, and then. That's all I want.
And then?
and then nothing else, because I'm done ordering, okay?
And then?
No. See, all I want is the 3 orders of the garlic chicken and the 3 orders of the white rice.
And then?
And the soup, dude.
Oh, and the wonton soup.
And then?
And the cookie's fortune.
Hey. And the fortune cookies, yes. So it's just the chicken, the rice, the soup, and the fortune cookies, and that's it.
And then...
And then you can put it in a brown paper bag and come put it in my hand because I'm ready to eat.
And then...
I refuse to play your Chinese food mind games.
And then...
No! No, and then...
And then?
No, and then.
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 And then?
You little stuff pissed me off, lady.
And
then? I'm gonna come in there, and I'm gonna put my foot in your ass if you say and then again!
You know, you didn't have to go all aggro on that speaker box.
Well, I'm not the one that called the Dalai Lama a fag.
I'm just kidding around.
Yeah, well, Nelson didn't appreciate it. Okay?
Look, it's Christy Boner. Wow. The hottest of the hot.
El Fuego. As old as El Fuego.
You sex a thing, you. I believe in miracles.
Wave at us?
No way. She would never wave at us.
Then why did she just wave at us?
I don't know. Maybe she thinks of other people. The people she waves to.
Hi, Chester.
Hi.
Oh. Hi, Jesse. I had a really good time with you last night.
Me too.
That was some crazy party, huh?
Hey, have you seen my car?
Well, I saw it last night. I mean, I saw the back seat.
Oh, I'm talking about the whole thing.
Well, why don't you just go out and buy another one with all the money you were throwing around?
Money?
Yeah. Do you remember you had that really nice suitcase full of money?
A suitcase full of money?
Don't you remember giving me $500 to show you my hoo-hoos?
$500?
Hoo-hoos?
You mean... You don't remember anything?
Oh,
How about now?
No.
How about now?
You know, I'm a little bit fuzzy too. Maybe if I could get a little refresher course.
Here.
Are these losers bothering you, Christy?
No, Tommy.
Guys like you can never score with a chick like this. I suggest stick to your own kind.
Why is he such a jerk?
Next time I catch you guys bothering my girlfriend,
stoner bashing time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Consider this your warning.
Later, dudes.
Dude, you just touched Christy Boner's hoo-hoo. Low five.
Let's get out of here.
Dude, that Christy Boner is super hot. Where did we get a suitcase full of money, man? And why don't we have it now?
Maybe we deposited it in a Swiss bank account.
Now, if we had a ridiculous sum of money, where would we go? Dude. No way we were here last night. We never fit in at a place like this.
Look, everyone, it's Mr. Jesse and Mr. Chester.
Look at the toggles on that kid.
Good afternoon, Jesse. Chester, how are we feeling today?
A little fuzzy.
Hi, Chester. Hi, Jesse. Did you guys enjoy yourselves last night?
Have we met?
It's me, Tanya. Remember last night when I gave you that super special slippery wet lap dance?
Of course. How can I forget?
You want to do it again? This time, it's on me.
If you say so.
Didn't I get some sort of special lap dance?
Did you ever?
Super special kind of slippery lap dance, man.
What the hell are you thinking, throwing around my money like that? That wasn't part of the plan. I'm a gender challenged male.
What does that mean?
Oh, dude, you're a dude.
Last night I had the two of you sneak the suitcase and stolen money out of the club.
You stole the money?
$200,000.
$200,000?
I gave you the suitcase and left. You guys were supposed to meet me, but you never showed up. Where's that suitcase?
I don't know.
Where's that suitcase?
In my car.
Then get it fast, or else you'll be singing soprano.
You gotta go.
What are you, crazy? You're run by breakdancing strippers.
Seriously, dude, this is an emergency.
So is this, dude. It's a breakdancing stripper emergency. Bye!
Bye,
Chester!
I love you!
Okay, apparently we were supposed to meet her with the suitcase, and we just didn't show up.
Huh. Sounds like us.
Oh,
man.
How wasted were we last night?
Well, I touched Krusty Boner's hoo-hoo. We're on the hook for $200,000 if it belongs to a transsexual stripper, and my car's gone.
Said we were pretty wasted.
Dude, we really need to find your car. Okay, let's see. The last place we remember being last night was...
the twins. But we can't show up without the anniversary gifts.
I got it. We'll just get them a little something for now. And then, when we find the car, we'll give them the real gifts. At $1.39.
I don't know.
Trust me. It's gonna be totally cool.
Okay.
Here we go.
We are so dead. Roger that.
We've been cleaning all morning. What do you guys have to say for yourselves?
Happy anniversary.
We ate all the dark ones because we know you guys don't like those.
Dark ones are the only ones we do like.
Oh, yeah.
But you could use the box to keep... ribbons.
You guys forgot our anniversary, didn't you?
Of course not. No, we got you guys great gifts. We just had some car trouble.
Yeah. But we came over here as soon as we could to help you guys clean up, but... oh, no. It looks like you're already done.
All we have to do is take out the trash.
She hasn't been outside yet.
Oh, you know what? We'll take out the trash. You guys go and take a nice hot bath, huh?
Yeah. You deserve it after all this hard work. Go ahead and pamper yourselves.
Jesus, don't make a mess.
Slow and steady, good buddy.
10-4.
You're tilting. Why are you tilting?
You gave me the heavy end.
Oh, wait.
Let it go, man.
No, we can get it.
No. Let it go.
We're not leaving it behind.
Okay.
Take my shoe off.
Okay.
Whoa.
Stop pushing! Watch it!
We cool? Are we cool? Yeah.
We're still cool. Yeah.
Now take your shoe off, and you get it.
Okay.
Get it.
You guys can't do anything right. Why do you have to mess everything up?
I got three words. Anger management.
Yeah. Dude, we really need to find your car.
Hey,
hey, guys. Sorry about yanking you off the street like that, but we really need to talk to you.
Who are you guys?
My name is Zarnoff. This is Zabu, Zellner, Zelbor, Zelmina, and Jeff.
Hey.
Now, to answer your question more specifically, we are the recipients of instructions from extraterrestrials regarding the interstellar path to outer space.
Oh. Go ahead and laugh. We are used to being mocked.
Okay.
We have been sent by our wise and powerful leader,
Zoltan,
to find you and recover the continuum transfunctioner.
Hey, have you guys ever been to Uranus?
Yeah, it's supposed to be really nice this time of year.
Hey, this is important. We intercepted an interstellar message that leads us to believe that last night you were in possession of the continuum transfunctioner. Where is it now?
The who what?
Continuum Transfunctioner is a very mysterious and powerful device.
And?
And its mystery is exceeded only by its power.
I'm sorry, but we don't remember a thing about last night.
You must be careful. Danger follows the continuum transfunctioner. So says
Zoltan.
Zoltan.
I'll tell you what. You know, we'll keep our eyes out for the continual transdingling thing, and if we see it, we'll give you a call.
Yes, you must. But remember, you are in great danger. Trust no one.
Except for us?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jeff. Good point. Trust no one except for us.
Okay.
Wait a second. Let's recap. Last night, we lost my car, we accepted stolen money from a transsexual stripper, and now some space nerds want us to find something we can't pronounce. I hate to say it, Chester, but maybe we should cut back on the shibbying.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, good. You're right on time. You pick up special suits.
Huh?
Mr. Lee, Taylor, make special suits for you.
Come on.
Dude, you got a tattoo!
What? So did you, dude!
No!
Oh! Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude, what does mine say?
Sweet! What about mine?
Dude!
What does mine say?
Sweet!
You idiot! Nick, fuck, why only come to Django Hansinger? Your tattoo says dude. Your tattoo says sweet. Got it?
Oh. Oh. Sorry. Hey. Sorry.
Like a rock star, kick a little ass.
Shibby.
Very sharp, very sharp. You two number one extra special, very good looking guys.
So we bought these last night.
Oh yeah, you were pretty lops up doy last night.
How much are these?
Oh, you already paid for. I just do some minor alterations, you know. Add the secret pockets you order.
Hey, maybe we got the continual transmitter. What's...
Oh, dude. Sweet. Cool. Excuse me, but how do we pay for these suits?
Oh, you pay cash. Cold, hard cash. Crispy, new $100 bills.
Hey, you didn't by chance see what car we were driving, did you?
Me? No, I don't see no car.
Oh. Hello? Dude, we bought cell phones. That's not all we bought, dude.
Boss!
Here's a jam for all the fellas. Try to do what those ladies tell us. Get shot down cause you're overzealous. Play hard to get females get jealous. Okay, smarty, go to a party. Girls are dancing, the crowd is showing body. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter. Got no money and you got no car, then you got no woman, and there you are. She's dressed in yellow, she says hello. Come sit next to me, you fine fellow. You run over there without a second to lose. And what comes next? Hey, bust the move.
Come on, come on, come on. Here we go. Oh, come on. Oh.
like the buses. Like the time we made the baseball team. They still laughed at us. Like the time that girl broke up with me, cause I wasn't cool enough. Trick day.
I believe we leased the car last night.
God!
But who's Johnny Pot Smoker?
That's my alter ego.
Oh, wait, no, I thought that was my alter ego.
No, that's my alter ego. Your alter ego is Smoking the Pot.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're never gonna figure that thing out.
Okay, dude. There it is. Break time's over. Time to find my car.
This is impossible.
Are you Jesse and Chester?
Huh?
Are you Jesse and Chester?
I don't know, why?
If you are Jesse and Chester, perhaps we will give you erotic pleasure.
That's us!
Right here!
We are looking for the Continuum Transfunctioner.
Who are you guys?
We are not guys. We are hot chicks.
She's totally right!
The Continuum Transfunctioner is a very mysterious and powerful device.
And its mystery is only exceeded by its power.
Well, that doesn't really help.
We will give you pleasure now, if you give us a Continuum Transfunctioner.
Let me get your proposition straight. First you give us the pleasure, then we give you the Continuum Transfunctioner?
No. First you give us the Continuum Transfunctioner, then we give you the pleasure.
I've heard that one before.
How about this? You give me pleasure, then we'll give you the Continuum Transfunctioner. Then if there's time, you can take care of my friend.
Dude.
Deal.
Sweet!
Will you wait a second, please?
Dude, those space nerds told us not to trust anybody.
Yeah, but for the love of God, they're offering us oral pleasure.
What?
Okay.
Hey, where'd the hot chicks go?
Where's my money, boys?
We were just going to get it.
You guys picked the wrong transsexual stripper to screw with.
You're pinching me. Huh?
I saw this on cops! Hit hard and hit back!
Bye bye, boys.
Hey, can you run the siren?
So, you're sticking to the I don't remember crap.
Yeah, we don't remember.
Last night, your car was spotted leaving the scene of a major drug deal.
Wait, you found my car?
Believe me, you guys got more important things to worry about right now. Where were you between the hours of midnight and 2 a.m. last night?
I told you, okay, we don't remember anything.
Let's see, we're going to have to do this the hard way. Where were you last night between the hours of midnight and 2 a.m.?
We don't know.
Are you ready to talk?
Dude, we don't remember.
Okay. Here are the whips you guys wanted.
Hey, it's the donut guys.
Huh?
Yeah, these two were at the Frenchie Donut House last night when me and Louie came in. We started talking, and they ended up buying donuts for the whole precinct.
What time did all this happen?
Let's see. Must have been between midnight and 2 a.m.
You can't be the guys we're looking for. Sorry.
Hang in there, bro.
Come on, Kojak.
All right. Listen, I'm really sorry about all this. Looks like it was a case of mistaken identity. Actually, those are the real criminals over there. One of our officers made a wrong identification.
That was me. I'm sorry about that one, fellas.
Rick here will tell you exactly where your car is.
Yes.
We found the car.
We found the car.
We found the car!
We found the car.
Now we get the anniversary gifts, go to the twins' house, and get our special treat.
Yes, sweet!
All right, Rick, give us the keys and we're out of here.
You got it. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What's the problem, Rick?
Nothing. Jeez. Okay. Did you guys say you wanted your car back or you wanted it impounded?
We want the car back, please.
Oh, that's kind of funny, because what happened was I accidentally sent your car to the impound.
I know.
I can definitely tell you this, that you guys can get the car back in a couple of days.
We don't have a couple of days, Rick. We need the car back now.
Say, how about a treat? A nice Bavarian cream? Yeah, that's a good one there. That's a good pick.
Good.
It's great. I have a lot of them.
Hey, you know what, Rick? Forget about it.
Okay, sure.
Sight.
Oh, jeez. You got me. Hey, fellas, who's the goose?
Me. It's not a joke, sir.
Dang it!
Have you seen Jesse and Chester?
What?
We're looking for Jesse and Chester.
I don't know where those two flackers are, but I bet you those punks over there do.
Then remember, I said, later, dudes.
What are you doing hanging out with those jerks anyway?
They were just being nice to me, unlike someone I know. You know, maybe it's time I find someone who has a more sensitive side to him. Someone who respects me as a person. Maybe somebody like Jesse or Chester.
Okay, guys, listen up. We're going to find Jesse and Chester. And when we do, Stoner Bastion's time.
Do you know Jesse and Chester?
Who are you?
We are Hot Chips.
Yes, you are.
We believe Jesse and Chester have the Continuum Transfunctioner. However, if you recover the Continuum Transfunctioner from them and bring it to us, we will give you erotic pleasure.
Got yourselves a deal. Okay, guys, new plan. First, we find those stoners, get the Continuum Transfunctioner, and then it's Jerk Bashing time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I just remembered where you might be able to find Jesse and Chester. We'll send those chicks to meet the twins. That'll put those dudes in some hot water.
Try it again, okay? Knock it out of the park, buddy, okay? All right, give it a shot. Okay, you almost got it that time. Now just concentrate on the beep, swing as hard as you can, and keep your ear on the ball, okay? All right, little buddy, you can do it.
Jesse and Chester.
Pardon me?
We're looking for Jesse and Chester. Have you seen them?
Who are you?
We're extremely hot chicks with large breasts.
Really? Do you mind if I touch your face? It's the only way I can really see who I'm talking to.
Okay.
Wow. You are hot. Oh, yeah. This is how blind people shake hands.
All right, Sammy, you're up next. What the?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, little help.
Anthony, what is going on?
Nothing. I was just reading. Bye, ladies. I need to be alone now.
We are looking for Jesse and Chester.
Who are you guys?
We are not guys. We are hot chicks. We are supposed to meet Jesse and Chester later, but we cannot wait.
Well, we don't know where they are. And frankly, we don't care.
Dude, let's call Nelson.
Yeah. Here we
go. See if he's home.
Hello?
Hey, Nelson, it's Chester.
Hey, Chester!
No, it's me, Tommy.
No, your buddy Nelson's busy at the moment.
It's bad karma, boys.
Hey, why don't you go ahead and tell me where that continuum transfunctioner is?
No hable English.
You're idiot friend's dead meat unless I get that continuum transfunctioner.
Jackal! Get your butt!
My balls!
What was that? Tommy's got Nelson. He knows about the continuum transfunctioner. Those double-crossing sexy sluts!
Yeah, I'm so sick of hearing about this continuum transfunctioner thing. I tell you what, if one more person...
Have you found the continuum transfunctioner?
Who are you guys?
We are the keepers of the continuum transfunctioner. It is all that stands between the universe and completely violent destruction.
It is a very mysterious and powerful device.
And its mystery is only exceeded by its power.
Yeah, we know.
Okay, and we don't have it.
But the universe? Screw the universe!
Screw the universe.
Chimpanzees often use sticks as crude tools.
That one smart primate. Hey! What are you guys doing here?
We just wanted to come by and see how that car trouble thing was going.
Oh, the car. It's in the shop?
Really? Is that shop run by those beautiful women in black jumpsuits? The ones you were hanging out with earlier today?
Well, you see, Jesse thought...
Today's our anniversary. And not only do you not have gifts, but you guys ditch us for some big-breasted bimbos while we were cleaning our house.
About that.
Which you completely trashed twice. You guys are sucky boyfriends.
What?
And we just wanted to come over and tell you guys in person that it's over.
Wilma? Thank you, Wanda.
Totally right. We are sucky boyfriends.
Do you even remember what kind of gifts we got them? I bet we got them sucky gifts.
We suck.
Wait a second. I just got a really bad feeling in the pit of my stomach.
Maybe you should go sit on the toilet.
No. No.
You know what the feeling is?
It's love. Is that what that is?
Yeah. I'm in love with Wanda, and you're in love with Wilma.
Yeah.
But see, now that we know that we've been sucky boyfriends, we can change.
We can?
Yeah. And you know what else? I'll bet you that we did buy them super cool anniversary gifts. You know why? Because we love them.
Are they wrapped in really cool wrapping paper?
Yeah. I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go down to the impound lot and get the car, which has the gifts in it. And then we're going to go over to the twins' house and beg for them to take us back.
Yeah! Let's do it!
Nah, hold on. I got to take a crap.
Told you.
I know.
I know your body.
We just got your car in this morning.
All right.
But the bad news is, not only did Officer Boyer send your car to the impound, he tagged it for auction and it was sold this afternoon.
Do you know who bought the car?
I happen to have the address right here.
All right.
but it'd be against regulation 457XY2-665 to give it to you.
Come on.
Reaching onto this side of the counter is not allowed. The last guy who tried it ended up with 3 broken fingers.
Reach it.
You can reach it?
Oh, no, I got one of these has carpal tunnel. What if I further injure myself?
Oh, let's do everything.
Well, I'm a better lookout. My vision's better. You know that.
What?
That's it.
Dude, I'm stuck! Come on!
You're seriously stuck?
I'm stuck!
Stunned!
Here she comes! No! Jake!
I got it. We'll spit on it. You know, lubrication.
That's gross, dude.
Here's coming.
Spit!
The good news, guys. I talked to my supervisor, and he said I could give you the address after all.
That's great.
But the bad news is, I'm gonna have to confiscate your pinky.
All right, next stop, find my car.
Hey, check it out. Totally gay Nordic dudes at 3:00.
Wait, I got an idea.
Now we just go over there and ask for the continuum transformation, eh?
Yeah, it's that easy.
Thank you both very much.
Hey, don't mention it. You're on the galaxy, dudes.
Time to get your car, dude. Space nerds are back, dude.
Dude, do not worry about them. Yeah, they're totally on.
The continuum transfunctioning?
Not quite yet.
Would you consider giving it to me while I continue to give you pleasure?
Okay.
Wake up, dude.
Oral pleasure?
What?
Nothing.
Get dressed. We're going to the big house.
Nice outfits.
They're not outfits. They're interstellar jumpsuits.
Hey, nice interstellar jumpsuits.
Yeah.
Wow, nice place. Is this where Zoltan hangs out?
No, this is his parents' house. We're going over there.
A barn? Is it red?
No.
Then it's not a barn.
This is creepy.
It's like a country music video.
All right, that's far enough. You there. You over there. No messing around.
Okay, do you remember which one it is?
Here, let me show you.
I'll do it.
That one.
Ram.
Keys.
What the fuck? You
fire extinguisher.
What are you, deaf?
Hey, you don't have to be mean, okay?
How are we gonna get out of here?
Attention, please. Our Imperial Commander, Zoltan, requests your presence in the Alpha Centauri Rec Group for a Level 7 meeting. Over.
The bubble bun.
It is now my great pleasure to present to you our wise and powerful leader, Zoltan!
We are finally going to fulfill our prophecy of outer space travel. They laughed at us when we said that aliens existed, and they mocked us when we started wearing bubble wrap jumpsuits, but who's laughing now, huh? I'll tell you who's laughing now. We are! Soon we will leave this lame planet and fly through outer space with cool aliens who like us. It is going to be awesome!
Zoltan!
That's them! They knocked us out and stole our spacesuits!
No, we didn't.
Yeah, you did!
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did!
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did!
Hey, who are you gonna believe? Us or them? So you're Jesse and Chester. I'm looking forward to meeting you guys, although sorry it had to be like this.
Wanda!
Wilma!
Normally we would never resort to violence, but we are dealing with the continuum transfunctioner after all. If you don't deliver it to us, your girlfriends are history.
Don't worry, girls. We will save you.
Yeah. You can depend on us.
Enough. Go now and bring us the continuum transfunctioner. And be quiet on your way out. My parents are taking a nap.
And then you can use Tedless where the continuum transfunctioner is.
And then?
And then we'll be able to go and get it.
And then?
Can I get an order of shrimp fried rice?
Whoa. I see the car. You sure this is a place?
The car better be in there. I almost lost my pinky to get that info.
Oh, man, I'm sensing something very Canadian about this place. Plan B. Right. Are you ready?
Let's do this. One,
two, three.
I'm okay. You okay?
Shibby.
What's up? My name's Mark.
Where are we?
Here in the punishment room. This is where he likes to keep the ostrich poachers.
Poachers?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I've been in this cage for about 3 years, 5 months, and 17 days, but who's counting?
How's my breath?
That bad, huh? Where are you guys from? I'm from Connecticut.
Hi, Mark.
There we go.
Oh, yes, sir! Get him off!
Yeah! Oh, hi. No, that's not what it looks like. Maybe a little bit.
How was your nap?
Shut up!
Okay.
Well, somebody sure is a grumpy Gus today.
In France, when a man is caught poaching ostriches, we shed his head and we make him to run to the fields.
Oh, God, that's the good part.
Once you have seen this, you are never quite the same.
Okay. Tell me about it. I used to model.
Lucky for you, I am an honorable man.
A what? I'm sorry?
I said I am an honorable man.
I'm sorry.
Honorable.
I don't know what you're saying.
Honorable.
I think you're trying to say honorable.
Shut up!
Hey, I'm sorry.
All right, here it is. I am going to ask you a question. If you get it right, I will set you free. If you get it wrong, well, you will be spending a lot of time with the ever-popular Mark.
I can be very nice.
All right. Here it is. What is the average running speed of a full-grown male African ostrich?
Pass. Pass to me. I know it.
pass tomorrow.
You cannot pass!
Shut up! What do I have to do to shut you up? Do I have to hose you down again?
Don't hose me. Maybe later.
Dude, we're dead.
Hey, not so fast. The full-grown male African ostrich, or the Latin Struthio camelus, can grow to an average size of 6 feet 6 inches and weigh anywhere from 225 to 350 pounds. That can get up to, well, an average speed of 27 miles per hour.
This is absolutely correct!
Animal Planet.
Well, I said brown.
Yeah, let me get you out of this stinky gang. Oh, please, forgive me.
Can I get you guys some beers?
I'd like a near beer, please.
Shut up!
Huh? Well, actually, we just came about the car that you bought today. We just wanted to get some stuff out of it.
No problem. Right this way.
Well, it was nice meeting you guys.
Good luck with the whole modeling thing.
Email me, okay? Freakincage.com.
The car was here this afternoon. It just disappeared.
How did you just lose a car?
I'm so sorry, you guys. I feel terrible.
All right, Pierre, just focus here. Was there anything in the car when you got it?
No, nothing. Except, of course, for this. Dude! Come on!
I'm having my next birthday party here for sure.
Yeah, me too.
Cool.
Hey, oh, excuse me. Can you tell me where locked the 206 is?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Oh, hey, it's you guys. Dude, you guys played an amazing round of putt-putt last night. We did?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, dude.
Shimmy.
Here it is.
I sure hope my money's in there.
Yep.
Who are you?
This is my boyfriend, Patty.
Nice to meet you.
How do you keep popping up like this?
Less questions, more giving me my money.
Well, I guess this is it.
Yep. Moment of truth.
It's been a long, strange trip, dude.
Sure has, Jesse.
Hey! I've got a plane to catch.
Okay.
My suitcase! Oh my god! You guys are the best! Thank you so much! Thanks for your help, fella. Good work.
Are we supposed to be grossed out by this? Or?
I don't know.
Bye.
Look at this stuff.
Captain's two tickets.
Awesome. Oh, jelly bean.
No jelly beans.
Cool straw. Oh, I'm gonna keep this.
Oh, Ikora! Arigatou gozaimasu! Nihongo! Oh! Hanasuzo!
Sugei na!
I don't see a continuum transfunction in here. Wait a second. What do we know about the continuum transfunction?
That it's a very mysterious and powerful device.
And?
And its mystery is only exceeded by its power.
Right. But has anyone ever said anything about what it looks like?
No.
Yeah.
That was Jesse and Chester. They've got the continuum transfunctioner.
Mother's minivan.
That was Jesse and Chester. They've got the continuum transfunctioner. Quick, to my stepdad's pickup truck.
I'm really getting a hang of this thing, dude.
Oh, yes, I finally beat you.
You're a competitor. Oh, boy. You got me the first 9, but not number 10. Not gonna happen.
Time for the final showdown.
Chester, Jesse.
Don't worry, girls. We're here to save the day.
Quit it. Things are expensive. What?
Oh. Enough! You have the continuum transfunctioner or not?
Now, release our girl.
First, give up the transfunctioner.
First, you release the girl.
First, you give us the continuum transfunctioner. And then...
Same time.
Oh, yes!
There they are. Okay, stoners. Where's the continuum transfunctioner?
Uh-oh.
Hey.
Release Dodo Bird.
Tommy, you're such a jerk.
Yeah, that's our continuum transfunctioner.
Well, now it's mine.
Wow.
Nerd.
Dude, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Where is the continuum transfunctioner?
We don't have it. But we'd like you to meet our girlfriends, Wanda and Wilma.
Yeah, we've already met. You better stay away from our boyfriends, these fake-breasted sluts.
Okay, let's go this way.
Halt!
Where is the continuum transfunctioner?
Well, you want to go talk to that guy over there.
Let the pleasure begin.
That was not the continuum transfunctioner.
Of course it is.
It's not our fault. It's them.
Looking for a Smoky Mac Pot? I have a delivery for a Smoky Mac Pot.
You ordered pizza?
Yeah, I figured we'd get hungry.
Oh, no, it's you two.
Look, dude, I almost got it.
Duke, you're really starting to irk me with your Rubik's Cube fixation, okay?
These are so impossible.
Oh, no. You've activated the continuum transfunctioner.
All right. What's going on?
Once all 5 of the Dirugian crystals stop flashing, the universe is going to be destroyed.
How do you know all of that?
We've been intercepting interstellar transmissions for years.
No, oh, man.
Nerds.
Way to go, Chester.
Sorry.
You must give it to us so we can deactivate it. We are the keepers of the continuum transfunctioner. They will use it to destroy the universe.
No, we are the keepers of the continuum transfunctioner. They want to destroy the universe.
Stop copying us.
Stop copying us.
Stop copying us.
Stop copying us.
Bitch. Don't you guys remember? We came to this planet last night to escape the clutches of those evil space sluts.
We met you here at the Space Ramen,
and then you gave us a ride back to our spaceship.
And that's when we realized that we had lost the continuum transfunctioner.
Hurry, there's only 3 blinking lights left.
Bye-bye, universe.
He's right, dude. We're gonna make the wrong decision.
You know what, Tim? I refuse to let us go down in history as the dudes who destroyed the universe.
How do we figure out which ones are the true keepers of the continuum transfunctioner?
Well, it's simple. We just ask them a question about last night that only the ones that are telling the truth would know.
But we can't remember a thing.
Uh-oh.
You gotta hurry.
Ow, Jeff.
If we really did give one of you guys a ride last night, you don't know the answer to this question. What score did we get on the 18th hole of the miniature golf course last night?
You got a hole in one?
That is...
correct!
complete.
Thing about last night, how do you know they were telling the truth?
Well, it's simple, really. The pudding!
Wow! You guys had a plan, and it actually worked.
For the love of God! Wow! Morphine is cool!
One super hot giant alien!
That is amazing!
Yeah, those are the biggest hoo-hoos I have ever seen!
The continuum transfunctioner to banish you to Hoboken, New Jersey.
What are we supposed to do now? Wait, run, dude!
Well, those guys are in a hurry. Me too, son. Me too.
Chimpanzees often use sticks as crude tools.
Those are some big-ass patties.
Christy, honey, could you give me a hand?
No, Tommy. I found somebody else.
Disney and Chester just saved the universe.
You guys are still going to take us into outer space with you, right?
Yeah. Please.
There is a party in the Crab Nebula you guys can come to.
Oh, my God!
Thanks for your help. Jesse and Chester.
You have helped ensure the safety of the universe.
Well, that's cool and all, but...
Dude, where's my car?
You mean you guys don't remember? Damn, you were wasted last night.
Now, before we go, we must eliminate all knowledge of this encounter.
Wait, no. We have so many questions that we want to ask you about the universe.
Like what? Well...
Have you guys ever been to Uranus?
Nice!
Morning, guys.
Morning, Jane.
We'll go over to the twins' house.
And then?
And then we'll give them their anniversary gifts.
And then?
And then we'll apologize for trashing the house.
And then?
And then we get a special treat.
And then?
See, that's really annoying.
Dude,
where's my car? Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Dude, there's your car.
Oh.
I heart you.
You guys are great boyfriends.
We have something for you, too. A very special treat.
Shitty!
Ta-da!
We sewed the names on ourselves.
Wow.
Put them on! You guys look great.
Grace?
What are these?
More gifts.
Oh, they're beautiful. Where did you guys get these?
This place?
Thank you for helping to save the universe.
We hope your girlfriends like these gifts.
We know you will.
How wasted were we last night?
Is anyone hungry?
Yeah.
I could go for some Chinese food.
That sounds great.
Sweet.
My back itches, dude.
Jesse, you got a tattoo. Oh my god, so do you, Chester.
No way. What's mine say?
Dude.
What about mine?
Sweet.
Yeah, but what does mine say?
Dude.
What about mine?
Sweet.
I know, they're sweet, but dude, what's mine say?
Dude.
What about mine?
Wait!
Hit it! I can do sexy. How did he pop it up like this?
This isn't fair! They're booty guys!
What a smirk!
I'm good, right?
Dude!
I am fun loving. I like charades.
Shut up!
Go ahead and laugh.
Come on, stay. Those sweet jumpsuits, we could look.
And then?
Then we went. Oh man, I'm losing it.
I am fun loving without my clothes.
The Potomac Incident! The great thing! Come on!
Dude! Wait!
Okay, can we cut?
We gotta cut. We just have to.
You guys have to cut.
Yes.
Cut!